It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Notre Dame upset by NIU. Michigan falls to Texas. Let's get to Greg Palm.
Lots of movement in Greg Palm this week, but a lot of reassurance. I felt very good about the 12 teams that I had in this week's rankings and where I slotted them.
Okay.
First, before we get to the rankings, a little bit of flowers for myself. You know, it was, or I should say for the Greg Palm 24,000, it was suggested that maybe Notre Dame should be the number two team in the country.
Yeah, what idiot said that?
After the win at Texas A&M, we're not going to overrate teams based on nice wins after week one. There's still a bit of theory to be played out here in the rankings, and that showed up with Notre Dame falling out flat. And by the way, not a fluky loss to Northern Illinois. Not like they're outgaining them 2-1. They turn the ball over four times. Northern Illinois outgained them by 102 yards, ended up winning on a field goal with 30 seconds left. So kudos to the Huskies. Number 12, we begin the rankings. Representing the Big Ten Conference. Blue Blood Program. Iconic helmets, legendary venue, the USC Trojans. 2-0, they've got a bye week coming up. This is more really about their week one win against LSU in a neutral site. Entertaining game. Won it. Looked really good. Their defense looks not just competent, but actually pretty good.
It does.
They back it up with a 48-0 drubbing of Utah State. Look, them moving back up in the rankings is a little bit of a factor of who is falling out of the rankings. And look, that's how you got to climb. Other teams are going to have to fall ahead of you, and you just climb past them.
You win, they lose.
So it's not a knock against USC. Number 11, Tennessee. Them and USC is close. They're very, very similar resumes. Both have neutral site power four wins. To me, the difference is UT's emphatic win over an experienced NC State team. They have an experienced offensive line and an experienced quarterback in Grayson McCall. Nico Iamaleava looks
well done.
Real. He is well... now I'm just trying to recover my brain power after having to strain to say that.
I'm just going to go with Nico the entire time, but he has burst onto the college scene. It's really good.
Yes, much ballyhooed, a lot of hype behind him. Yep. He looks the part through 2 weeks. Number 10, Utah. Guys, I've got a riddle for you. When is a conference game not a conference game? When you switch conferences in the offseason and don't want to put the energy into changing your non-conference slate, that's what happened with Utah and Baylor. Right.
Wait, that wasn't a Big 12 game?
That was not. It does not count for the Big 12 standings.
That was a non-conference schedule. Yeah, and it doesn't count for. But my concern about Utah, didn't Cam Rising go down in this game again?
Yes, good question.
I was going to ask, how does that work in the computer?
So Cam Rising got a little update from Whittingham. It doesn't seem as serious as it did at first. So might be back next week. Don't know. They are playing at Utah State. This, by the way, is a little bit of an interesting schedule. We got a lot of state names versus the state college
rivalries
in non-conference. So we have this with Utah and Utah State.
Yep.
Number 9, I'm going to go with the Missouri Tigers.
Looking good.
So last week I thought they had an early September. This week looks a little bit more challenging with BC, and that's why it's the Greg Palm Game of the Week.
Let's go.
We're tamming to your city, Columbia, Missouri. We're going to have Will Birchfield as the guest picker, and we'll see what Foamhead, the Greg Palm 24,000, puts on. Big question for both of these teams. Is BC for real? Can BC stay ranked? Can they get a top 10 win? Hey, a legitimate top 10 win. Because Florida State, the only reason they were ranked number 10 was because the polls hadn't updated.
Yep.
Can they stay ranked? Is FSU that bad? That's another question to be determined here. And is this a bit of a challenge for Missouri at home?
Number 8.
Number 8. We're going to go with Miami. The U moves up a couple of spots from last week. Look, kept rolling. Another chance to do it this week against Ball State, Cam Ward.
He's really good and so confident in that for what he's doing there. New offense, new everything, and he's so calm.
Number seven, we're going to go with Penn State. James, it's a little bit tight against Bowling Green. They were trailing Bowling Green in the third quarter. They didn't take the lead again until the midway of the third quarter. So a little bit closer there against a MAC team.
Hey, the
so
Mighty MAC. Put some respect on the MAC's name.
Yes. I mean, no Central, right? Number six, the Oregon Ducks. Look, that's two closer than expected games from them now.
Yep.
I would like to see what the other 49 states outside of Idaho can do with Oregon. Look, they have problems protecting Dylan Gabriel. That's three sacks against Idaho, four sacks against Boise State. They only gave up 10 sacks, I was reading site, the last 2 years combined.
Whoa. Yeah, well, and here's the thing about Boise State. Boise State may be the non-Power 4 representative in the college football playoffs. They're really good. They're a physical program. So I'm still, it's kind of more wait and see about Oregon and what they are and what they'll be this year.
Yeah, interesting to see them on the road at a rival that is recovering from massive offseason losses, left behind by the other Pac-12 mates that have gone elsewhere in the Big 12 and the Big 10. Fun fact, by the way, ESPN.com still has a drop-down menu for the Pac-12, so you can get both of the Washington State and Oregon State scores.
Yes, I did see
just
that. Yeah.
Isolating those games in the scoreboard feed in ESPN. So number six is Oregon. Number five, Alabama. Closer than the score indicated against USF, it was 14-13 at the end of the fourth quarter. Or I'm sorry, at the end of the third quarter with Alabama trying to go in. This basically the equivalent of brushing your teeth three times before going to the dentist office. They ended up winning 42-16. Yes. Look forward to a non-conference road game. It's actually big noon Saturday. They're at Wisconsin this week.
Right. It's going to be a fun game.
Number four, Ole Miss. Very similar to Alabama. Took care of business. They got an interesting non-conference road game this week at Wake Forest. Number three, the Ohio State University. Hey, look, congrats to them. They got their biggest win in 4 years last week when Texas beat Michigan. Look, they've beaten two MAC teams. Credit to them. They've had no trouble with them. But look, it's basically cardboard for the first 2 weeks. This demotion is not about them. This demotion is about the number two team.
Yeah.
The Texas Longhorns. By the way, I didn't say Ohio State has a bye this coming week. We won't see them. Number two, the Texas Longhorns. They had the Michigan game on their terms throughout the entirety of the game.
I mean, from coin flip to final whistle.
Look, maybe I would say that first third and 13 when Ewers had time, they go the deep shot, they beat the corner and the safety there with the deep shot for the big gain. After that,
game over.
Almost no game pressure on them. No game pressure on them in the second half. And a quarter plus of garbage time, which is incredible. I haven't seen that on a Michigan team in a long time.
In the Big House.
100-plus combined start from that offensive line, which was important. That was the most eye-popping part of Texas' win. I counted one U of M tackle for loss that was not on a broken play when the game was even close to being in question. Look, the O-line and the quarterback, those are six players that Michigan had last year. They don't have this year, and Texas does have this year. That puts them as national title contender.
And Quinn Ewers jumped up to the favorite after 2 weeks to win the Heisman.
And number one, Georgia. Yawn, as expected, beat Tennessee Tech. They begin conference play this week. They are at Kentucky. So an interesting week three matchup for them.
Something to spotlight. October 19th, number one against number two.
And you've got Missouri versus, who do they have this week as your...
Boston College. Oh, 24th ranked Boston College.
Right, so that's your game of the week. Yes. Interesting. I would put a close second, just out of curiosity, as the Alabama-Wisconsin game.
That was considered too, and then Civil War was a good one too.
Right.
Yep. Oregon-Oregon State. Rivalries aren't all dead. That's Greg Palm. It's 97.1.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.